What's up, Radiant Icons, and welcome back to Dare to Be Iconic, the podcast made for icons who are daring to be themselves. I'm your host, Amanda Policelli, and for today's Tea Time Sesh, Radiant Icons, we are spilling the tea on my iconic trip to the Miami Grand Prix. It's Miami 2.0, baby! But before we get into that piping hot tea and all that iconicness that Miami was this year, I dare you to connect with me on socials, Radiant Icons, on Instagram and TikTok. It's at Amanda Policelli _ and at Dare to Be Iconic _. And if you're on LinkedIn, Radiant Icons, you already know what I'm going to say. Make sure to connect with me on there. It's Amanda Policelli. All of my socials are linked in the show notes below. And also, Radiant Icons, since we're speaking of show notes, make sure to click that link for the Own Your Sexy collection, because I know you want to rep your DTBI pride this summer and match with me in our own little matching sets from the Own Your Sexy collection, because we're hot, we're healing, we're sexy, and we're iconic. We are owning our sexy. We are reclaiming our power this summer, Radiant Icons. So make sure to match with me today by grabbing your favorite pieces from the Own Your Sexy collection by clicking the link in the show notes or going to daretobeiconic.com. And now with all of that out of the way, Radiant Icons, let's get to that piping hot tea. Are you ready, Radiant Icons? Because your tea time sesh is starting now. As most of you know, this has been one of the most difficult chapters of my life to navigate. I think I underestimated how difficult it would be to heal out loud from my dating violence relationship and everything that comes with that, right? Because it's been almost 10 years of my life where I completely ignored my truth, and I was in so much denial and shame and embarrassment about what I experienced. And so now, opening up the floodgates to healing, it's been one of the most beautiful years of my life. I've had so many beautiful experiences, but I've also had some of the most difficult and most challenging experiences of my life. But hey, that comes with this concept, right, of healing out loud, because like I've said all the way back in season one, healing is a roller coaster. It is this bumpy, chaotic ride, and it is never linear. And trust me, this year, when it comes to healing, it has definitely not been linear. There have been times where I feel on top of the world, and then there are times where I feel like there is no hope, that I don't know how I get up every day and face the world. Sometimes I truly don't know. It's like the lowest of rock bottoms, and my mind is spinning, right? And for a while, I've never told anyone this before, but to be honest, as I've been navigating this healing process, I thought for a bit that maybe I lost like my sparkle, that I lost my joy. Didn't think I was gonna get emotional. You know, I've been really struggling with this concept of, oh, maybe I did lose like a big part of myself. And you know, no one really talks about how sometimes the things we love feel really heavy when we're healing. And for me, something that has felt extremely heavy while I've been healing is Formula One. And that's really hard because, as we all know, I love Formula One. But for a while, especially last summer, I fell out of love with F1. And the truth with that is that I went through something really, really traumatic last summer. And I've only recently allowed myself to come to terms with it and not be in denial about what happened to me and what I experienced. And the God honest truth is, when that happened to me last summer, it was connected to F1 in a way. And the best way I can explain it is that, you know, every time I watch Formula One, particularly after that incident, I am reminded of something really horrible happening to me. And I told myself that I will not let anyone steal my joy or steal my sparkle or steal my love for things. But it's been hard. It's been hard trying to remind myself that no one can steal my joy. No one can steal my love. No one can define or dictate anything for me. But the matter of the truth is that, you know, for the longest time, I had to detach myself from something I love because it felt so heavy, because it was a constant reminder of such a horrible, horrible time in my life, of something that I experienced that I didn't want to experience again. That is the truth of it. And I told myself before I went to Vegas last year and before I went to Miami this year is that I will not let anyone take that joy or love for Formula One, because that is my thing, right? And so going to Vegas and going back to Miami, it's allowed me to come back home to myself and connect to myself on a deeper, more intimate level. And it's allowed me to reclaim my love for Formula One and take back my power and own it for me. And I never really thought I would feel really comfortable talking about it, because, you know, I'm known as a lot of things, but one of the things that I'm known for is how passionate I am about F1, but it's hard to kind of talk about how, you know, I lost a little bit of my joy and love for the sport because of someone else's actions that tainted it for me. I was almost embarrassed in a sense. And, you know, still now talking about it on this mic, I feel a little scared, a little nervous, a little embarrassed, and a little frustrated that this is something I have to navigate still. Because when I went to Vegas, it was the most amazing experience of my life. It was so, so amazing. But I was at such a different point in my healing journey in Vegas than I am now, right? Post Miami or even during Miami. There was so much growth from November to May, right? And I still had the most amazing time in Vegas. Obviously, I mean, I was on cloud nine. That trip was fucking spectacular and iconic. Okay, iconic in every sense of the word. But Miami did scare me a bit, because I am at such a different place. I'm at a place where I am more susceptible to flashbacks. I am more susceptible to triggers. My body remembers a lot of things now. I have owned my truth. I'm not in denial anymore. Like, there are a lot of things different, and Miami made me really scared. And my hope was that Miami was going to be a healing trip for me. And it was. Miami 2.0, Radiant Icons, wasn't about the glitz and glam for me. It was about coming back home to myself. It was about reconnecting to myself and being back in alignment. It was the trip that showed me that I didn't lose my sparkle and that I didn't lose my joy. It just took me a little bit to come back fully to myself. Because the matter of the fact is, when you are violated on such a personal level, right, and your body is violated, a part of you is forever changed. And I think that's something that's been really hard for me to come to terms with and to navigate as I heal out loud and reclaim things for myself again. And when it came to Miami, Miami 2.0, baby. It really allowed me to have this type of freedom where I have fully embraced my truth. I've embraced every single part of me, trauma and all. Like, everything's out there on the fucking table. Everything is out there. And I have fully accepted it and embraced it. And I am just me. I am so free in my skin and in my voice and in my decisions and in my confidence because I have accepted and embraced every part of my becoming. Which, if we remember Radiant Icons from what is my National Amanda Day episode called? I think it's Goodbye 26, Hello Sexy 27, The Art of Becoming. I think that's actually it. That's my definition of sexy. And if we remember back to one of the episodes in January about designing a life that is sexy to you, right? Because freedom looks sexy. I spoke about that at the root of sexy for me is freedom. And there's this type of freedom that comes with you fully embracing every single thing about you, the trauma and all, that allows you to be so empowered and liberated and so aligned with who you are. And that is the main theme or thing that I think of when I think of Miami 2.0. And trust me, I have lessons to share, Radiant Icons, because of course it wouldn't be me if I didn't have lessons to share. You know what I mean? But anyway, that's just what I think about when it comes to Miami 2.0. It wasn't about this glitz and glam like my previous Grand Prix trips. This trip was needed for me to come back to me. It was for me to find my joy again, to reclaim my love, to find my sparkle. Because no one or thing can take that away from me. It is a choice. And my choice is to shine brighter than ever before. And so, with that, Radiant Icons, I have a couple of iconic lessons that I have learned from my Miami Grand Prix 2.0 trip as I choose to shine brighter than ever before. And well, they're pretty damn iconic. So let's just get to it, shall we? So lesson number one, Radiant Icons, is that healing isn't always loud. Sometimes it looks like coming home to yourself. And as I mentioned, Miami 2.0 was all about coming home to myself. I was unapologetically iconic, right? I didn't play small. I didn't shrink myself. I allowed myself to heal out loud and take up the space that I needed to do that. And sometimes I think people think that healing always happens in like these big, dramatic, cinematic moments, right? And that could happen, right? I mean, definitely it has for me at times. But honestly, if I'm being really, really real with y'all, because you know I don't do no bullshit here at Dare to Be Iconic, I tell you all the truth. But on this healing journey for me, there's been so many moments on this journey that look like slowing down, that look like taking that damn deep breath that I need to take, right? It's taking in the moment of feeling joy return back to my body because I thought that I lost that feeling forever. It's dancing in the grandstands and taking up space and just vibing and being me. Unapologetically me, right? I mean, if you saw those TikToks and Instagrams, because I was posting like crazy, as you guys know, but I was always dancing. And to me, that isn't loud, right? That is those quiet moments of joy for me where I can fully embrace who I am and come home, come home to myself and to my body and feel the joy come back to me. That is what healing is all about. It's about slowing down. It's about taking in those quieter moments, those slower moments where you can just be free in your being. And, you know, I forgot to mention this earlier, but as I've been navigating this healing journey, I like to distract myself. I love a good distraction, because it cuts off the noise in my brain, because my brain is so damn noisy. It just truly is, right? Like, I get flashbacks, I get intrusive thoughts, like things just keep on fucking going. And a way to silence my brain is to distract myself. And with this trip, even though Grand Prix weekends, you all know, Grand Prix weekends are like so fucking busy, you guys. And so chaotic, but for Miami 2.0, my friend Emmy and I made the intentional choice to slow down, to pick specific activations that we knew we really wanted to go to, that were going to make us happy, that were going to bring us joy, and not overextend ourselves to do more than we can physically handle, right? We were so intentional with our choices. And for me, that came from me not wanting to distract myself and fully be in the moment and allow myself to feel, allow myself to actually come home to myself. Because damn, I love a good distraction, but Miami, the choice was so intentional that this was a healing trip for me. I wanted to feel like me again. I needed it. I didn't even want to feel. I needed to come back home to myself. I needed to become realigned with me, Amanda, because I felt so out of whack for so long because I've been distracting myself and I needed to stop doing it. And Miami was where I can make the intentional choices of the conversations, of the people I surround myself with, and the rooms that I step into. This time for Miami, it wasn't about overextending myself and doing everything and anything. It was about being intentional with where I want to exert my energy and where I want to focus it on. And if we ran into things, we ran into things, and we had a damn good fucking time. And that is how I allowed myself to just simply be. I allowed myself to reconnect with myself, to explore this freedom of not having a plan as someone who loves a damn plan. I was allowing myself to embrace joy again and to rediscover the parts of myself that I thought I truly lost. And so, Radiant Icons, when it comes to lesson number one, which is healing isn't always loud. Sometimes it looks like coming home to yourself. The biggest thing I take away from this lesson is that healing out loud looks softer than I anticipated. It is this presence. It is this peace, right? This inner peace of finally allowing joy back into my life by being intentional with where I put my energy and allowing myself to explore the freedom of just being. I love me lesson number two, Radiant Icons, because lesson number two is so damn magical. Lesson number two, let's just get to it, is the right people will feel like confirmation, not competition. And the reason why lesson number two is so damn magical is because it's truly about the people we meet along the way. It is about quality, not quantity, Radiant Icons. And I think in today's society, it's so easy to be focused on that quantity, right? Of the amount of people that you reach. The bigger the number, the better. But that's not necessarily the case. The bigger the number you have, honestly, sometimes only translate to surface level connections. You want intentional connections in your life, Radiant Icons. And every single woman that I encountered during my Miami 2.0 trip, they were signs. that were guiding me back towards myself as I reconnect to myself again. Because Miami 2.0 was a healing trip for me, Radiant Icons. And I truly do think it's the quality of people that you have in your life, or the quality interactions or connections that you have, that allow you to truly just feel aligned with yourself again. Like, there's no other way for me to explain it other than it is the people we meet along the way that teach us about ourselves and our signs, guiding us back to who we are. And that is something that I needed on this trip. I needed little reminders that this is exactly where I am supposed to be, because honestly, healing is such a messy, chaotic, non-linear journey, like we all know. And sometimes it's just hard existing and knowing if you're doing the right damn thing, and you're like, you know, it's just hard. It's hard. And every encounter that I had, every conversation I had, every quality connection that I made was a reminder to myself and confirmation that I am on the right path and I am exactly where I am supposed to be, because there is a reason that I ran into so-and-so at the grandstands and X, Y, and Z happened. There is a reason why I ran into so-and-so at the FQ lounge and we so happened to have the same type of plans for the future, right? There is something there. It's the intentionality and quality in those connections that are signs reminding me and honestly confirming I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. And you are on the right track when it comes to this healing journey and daring to be yourself, because there is nothing more iconic than what? Daring to be yourself, Radiant Icons. Lesson number 3, Radiant Icons, is freedom looks like finally letting yourself be seen. You know, when I think of lesson 3, Radiant Icons, and I know I touched on it briefly in the beginning of today's tea time sesh, but when it comes to lesson 3 in particular, is for the first time in my life, I'm experiencing this type of freedom that feels very unfamiliar to me. And it's this freedom of no longer hiding. It's this freedom of allowing myself, for the first time in my life, to be fully seen for who I am, trauma and all. Because for around 9 years, almost a decade of my life, I tried to minimize my pain. And by minimize, I mean be silent. I was silent. I tried to outrun it. I did so many things. I did everything except embrace and own my truth. And it was pretty fucking heavy at times, to be honest with you. There was nothing freeing about it. And for the first time in my life, I truly am starting to feel free. And I remember back in December when I spoke about my intention with Sexy 27 and how the root of it is being free. I just want to be free. And I do think that I'm actually living that out. The biggest thing that I needed to be free from was my truth of what I experienced at 18 years old. And I held so much guilt, shame, embarrassment, anger about it, but mainly embarrassment, if I'm being honest, and shame, lots of shame. And I held that for so long, it was debilitating me from being truly free. And when I think back to the other Grand Prix that I went to, Spain, Miami, Vegas, 2024 and 2025, those versions of me were in denial. And we're carrying such a heavy burden with shame and embarrassment and guilt and fear. Like, I held all of those things. And like those versions of me were just fighting all of those feelings in silence for so long. And I never truly was free then, because I was in such denial to protect myself because I wasn't ready to deal with it. And now, being 27, and at this point in my life, I really am free. And there's some type of liberation almost, and empowerment with having every single card on the table and not being in denial and not being in fear and not being in shame or embarrassment or guilt. Like, I no longer carry that. I carry that for so long, and it's almost weird not to carry it, but it's so freeing. It's so fucking nice to not carry all of those emotions that weren't even mine to begin with. And like, for me to even say that sentence is, holy shit, I've grown so much. And I've healed so much, because I never, never would have said that in Spain 2024. Never. Never in my fucking life. Half the things that I've said and done within just the last couple of months of making this choice that I no longer want to carry all of this and just be free. Like, I never would have, 18-year-old me would have been like, what the hell are you doing? Like, holy shit. Like, she would be in awe. And I think that's one of the things I'm most proud of, particularly when it comes to like Miami 2.0, is that this is the first time in my life that I've truly shown up as me. Every single part of me has been owned, the trauma and all. I don't carry it anymore. I'm not in denial. I own it. I embrace it, because it's my fucking truth. And there's nothing I should be ashamed of at all, because it's not my doing. It's not my actions. And there's a freedom to that that I've never really experienced until, honestly, until Miami. Because those are kind of like the big moments, like networking moments for me, where I'm in a different space. Like, beforehand, I was carrying this big secret that no one knew about that was killing me in silence. Like, it was killing me. But I just put on a face and pretended everything was fine when I wasn't. And now I'm so comfortable in my emotions and in my skin and in my truth that it's all there. It's all there on the table. And I just own it. And I never thought I would get to a place where I just own it, but it's so fucking freeing. Like, it's so nice to truly just be seen and to be me. It's unfamiliar at times for sure. And it may be a little bit awkward for me, because I'm like, oh wow, like it's actually all out there. Okay. But there's kind of a beauty in that awkwardness, because that means I'm growing. And that just means I'm getting more free. And sexy, of course. Duh. But yeah. I love me lesson three. Let's get to lesson four. Lesson number four may be the most important one of them all, Radiant Icons, and that is choosing yourself changes everything. You know, I am the biggest advocate for the choose you journey. And well, Miami 2.0 was not an exception, Radiant Icons, because in fact, me choosing myself really did change everything for this trip. I advocated for myself more. I allowed myself more time to rest. I gave myself permission to slow down and truly take it in. I let myself enjoy things without guilt. I embraced my femininity. I embraced my confidence, my sexiness, my softness. I embraced every single thing that made me me, even that damn Lando's Lucky Charm joke. It's true. It's true, Radiant Icons, but I embraced every part of me. I chose myself every single day and every single moment. What do I need? What will bring me joy? What will make me feel good? That was at the forefront of my decision-making when it came to Miami 2.0. And every time I came back to that simple choice of choosing myself. And like I mentioned in the beginning of today's tea time session, is that, you know, I made that choice to not let anyone steal my joy, not to let anyone steal my sparkle, not to let anyone dictate anything for me, right? Because you have the power of how you want to show up in this world. Every single thing is a choice. And my choice was to shine brighter than ever before. My choice was to choose myself time and time again. My choice was to dare to be iconic. That is what I did, Radiant Icon. So when it comes to lesson number 4, I challenge you to think of this. Your life changes the moment you stop waiting for permission to fully be yourself. Or in other words, when you start daring to be iconic, when you start daring to be yourself, that is the moment your life changes. So always choose you, because the moment you choose you, the moment you honor yourself, the moment you embrace yourself and stop apologizing for who you are, you will feel lighter, you will feel freer, and you will feel more magnetic to life. Miami 2.0 truly was the time where I came home to myself. And that was because I decided to choose myself every single day and every single moment. Even when it came down to these 4 lessons, the root of it is me choosing myself. I chose to shine brighter than ever before. I chose to not let anyone steal my joy. I chose to heal out loud. I choose to dare to be iconic, Radiant Icons, and that's what I dare you to do as well. All right, Radiant Icons, that is your tea time sesh for today. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to subscribe, to leave a rating, a review, to tell your friends about us, to tell everyone and anyone, because you know we love what? Say it with me, Radiant Icons. We love more Radiant Icons in our iconic community of ours. But honestly, Radiant Icons, I love you guys so damn much. I loved meeting all of you at our Radiant Icon Club meetup at the Miami Grand Prix. But if you weren't there, Radiant Icons, and you're in Central Florida, then I have a treat for you. Make sure to join us this Sunday, May 17th at 3:30 p.m. at Cypress Grove Park for our Hot and Healing Picnic, our official first Radiant Icon Club meetup. And I want to meet all of you. I had such a joy meeting all of you on track and like throughout the week, honestly. And I can't wait to keep on doing these meetups so that we can hang out, heal out loud, be in community, and dare to be ourselves. I just love it. And I love you guys. Did I mention that already? Probably, but I'll say it again. I love you guys so damn much. Next week, we're doing a Q&A, baby, about Miami 2.0. So make sure to submit your questions. And well, I guess I'll chat with you next week. Remember, Radiant Icons, dare to be iconic. Bye.
Welcome to the Fashionably Single Podcast, where single life meets real talk. Hosted by Hannah.
This guy is sitting next to me, and this was like a no-shoe kind of house, so he had to take his shoes off. We were playing cards, drinking, and then all of a sudden, he starts rubbing his foot on my leg.
And her co-host, Jessica.
So he leaves me at the table, he gets his food, he goes back to his car. I'm thinking he's dipping out on this date. I just told him I don't want to marry him, and I won't let him kill me, so...
Two millennials in Austin, Texas, navigating dating, independence, and becoming your best self with confidence and style.